Okay, so let's talk about coaching packages. How much should you charge for coaching? Yeah. What are your coaching programs? What do they look like? If you get this wrong, you won't get much money. Yeah, and it won't be very sustainable and it'll be a lot of work. If you get this right, then you don't have to do as much work and you get paid far more money. So how do we set up coaching packages and programs? First of all, I want you to get your head around the idea that people are not paying you by the hour. They're not paying you by the hour. They might think they are, and people may just sort of have that idea in their head about hourly amounts, but really it's not about that. It's about results. They're paying you for a result. They're paying you for an experience. So this coaching really isn't an hourly payment thing. Yeah, it's not like a lawyer who gets charged by the hour. Yeah, this is different. It's about creating an experience for someone and they're paying for the result. So if someone is depressed and they come out the other end happy, what's that worth? That's nothing. You can't put an hourly rate on that stuff. Yeah, someone's suicidal and now they're not suicidal. What's that worth? What's their life worth? Yeah, they could have died. Yeah, what's that worth? You can't put a price on it. You can't put a price on transformation. It's certainly not an hourly amount. Yeah, so I encourage you at the beginning to think about your coaching as an experience. It's an experience. They're paying for an experience and you're not working with them like one session and that's it. You're working with them over time. So give up the idea of hourly amounts and also give up the idea of one session at a time. Both of those things are not very good. Firstly, because you need far more than one session. For someone to totally transform their life doesn't happen in one session. Yes, you can have massive breakthroughs in a session, but sustaining it is where the power is, sustaining it over time. So with that in mind, what do? We do packages. We do coaching packages. We do a series of sessions together that allows someone to go through a transformation over time and get the help they need over time. It's much, much more valuable for them, much more valuable for you. Minimum I do personally is 6 months, because I think anything less than 6 months is not really a serious enough commitment for someone to get a full breakthrough, because people are complicated. People have random situations and weird things come up. And they need you to be there to help them through the challenges. So even if someone's doing great 1 week, they may have a whole bunch of unpleasant things to deal with the next day that no one even imagined. And so it's great that you're there to help them. And also remember that transformation needs to be sustained. So if someone changes a little bit, they're great for a day, great for 2 days, great for a week, but have they managed to keep it going long enough, yeah? A year, 2 years, yeah? Someone can give up drugs for a day, give up alcohol for a week, it's not a big deal, but giving it up long-term, overcoming addictions, is different. So think about coaching experiences, coaching packages. Minimum I recommend is 6 months. I don't recommend more than a year up front, because you might not want to work with someone for more than a year. So I recommend 6 months to a year maximum, and then you can re-establish it. You can do another round after that. It's totally fine. How much should you charge for your coaching? Well, again, there's a couple factors here. One is, what is it worth? What is the result worth to them? Yeah, and it's normally a pretty large number. The other factor is, what can they afford? Yeah, because if you think, well, helping someone change their life is worth at least $2 million, which it is, of course it is, but do they have $2 million to spend? No, probably they don't, you see. So they are not going to be able to do that, even if it is worth $2 million. And you can say, oh, 100 grand then, 100 grand. No, 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 I can't pay 100 grand. So realistically, you have to think, what is actually practical for the people you're working with? If it's in the business arena, you're helping people with their business and their money and they're making money, then you can charge, you know, 10 grand for 6 months, 20 grand for a year. You could charge more than that. You could charge less than that. If you go online, you can see different coaching prices that people have. And rather than basing your coaching on other people, just think, what is going to be the right number for the people I'm working with? You might charge $500 a month. You might charge $100 per session and add that up. You know, it's not per hour, but you just think, okay, here's how many sessions they get. I'm going to charge this amount. So the pricing is really up to you. It can be a lot, it can be a little, but it has to be something people are willing to pay for, because if they can't afford it, they might really, really want it. They might be like, you know what, I absolutely would love this coaching, but I just can't find a way of getting $500,000 anywhere, so I just can't do it. You know, so give them an opportunity that they can afford, yeah? And it's better to start small and build it up than to start too high and go backwards. And there are so many different coaches around, and they have all kinds of different pricing. So there really is no consistency here. It's just what you can do and what's working. So here's my recommendation for you. And of course, feel free to amend and adjust this to suit your needs, but this is just a good place to start. To begin with, I recommend 6 months coaching. Yeah, if you want to do 3 months, you could, but I think 6 months is much more like it. I recommend doing 3 sessions per month, and then you take a week off, and then you do, so you end up doing 3 a month. So 3 on, 1 off, 3 on, 1 off, like that. And the reason for that is because it's nice to have a break from the coaching. It's good for you and it's good for the client, because it gets them an opportunity to sort of be strong on their own for a bit longer, you know, and it gives you an opportunity to kind of step back from the whole thing and not just be constantly coaching, because it can get monotonous. You need like refreshment. If you just do the same thing over and over and over, people stop taking the value. Generally speaking, the clients appreciate the coaching more after the break, because they haven't had it for a bit longer. So it just seems to work out really well. I would recommend minimum is $500 a month for your 3 sessions. Minimum. You know, you could easily go up 1,000, 2,000, you know. If you find that people can't afford 500 for some reason, you could do maybe $300, which works out about $100 per session. Now, I have mentioned that it's not really per session, but people still think that way. So, end of the day, if you are getting started as a coach and you haven't done any coaching really, and you're getting $300 a month from one person, and then you have another one, that's $600, another one, it's $900. You know, after a while, it all adds up, you know. So you can get, you know, a decent amount of money with a few clients, you know, even if you have, say, 10 clients, yeah, that's $3,000 a month. You have 5 clients, it's $1,500 a month, yeah, that's good. It's all right, it's great, it's a great start. So I recommend 6 months, 3 sessions, and then a break, yeah, on and off like that. And, you know, 300, 400, 500, 600, up to 1,000 is a decent place to start. That's perfectly reasonable. And what about the pricing payment options? So let's just say that you're going to do 500 a month, okay? And you can, of course, change these numbers, but let's just start with something simple. So 500 a month for 6 months is $3,000. Yeah, US dollars. And you can adjust this to your own country if you're not in America. And I recommend that if someone pays in full, pays in one go, at the beginning, they can get a discount. So you might want to drop the price to, say, $2,500 for 6 months if they pay at the beginning. You give them a discount. Might be $2,700. So you can work out the discount, but you want to give them a discount because it's much better if people pay in full, pay in one go, because then the payment's over and done with. You don't have to talk about money. You just focus on the coaching. It's also better because it can be annoying, quite honestly, if people commit to paying you and then they have problems or they forget to pay. And it's just your job is to do the coaching, yeah? So ideally, you don't want to do payment plans. If you do payment plans, then it's absolutely critical that you get assurances from the person and sign a contract that they fully agree to pay the full amount on time. And, you know, make sure that they commit to it. They're fully committed to doing it, because it's not fair for you to invest all this time and energy into the coaching and then they don't pay you. So you want to have that conversation very clearly. So quick recap. Coaching is all about them getting results, right? It's best to do at least 6 months because you can go deeper, 6 months to a year. It seems to be great to have 3 sessions a month. I've tried doing 1 a week. I've tried doing 1 every other week. I've tried 1 a month. I've tried all sorts of things. 3 seems to just be the magic number for some reason. And start you know, fairly humble amount of money. You know, $100 an hour, still great money, really, relatively speaking. $300, $500, you know, you could do less. You could, if people can't afford much, then you could start really low. You could start with maybe, you know, $50 a session, even though obviously it's not about the session, but works out $150 a month. If you had loads of clients and they were paying you $150 a month each, you know, it adds up after a while. And you might be wondering, well, how long should the sessions be? Well, for me, it depends on who I'm working with, what I'm doing. I think an hour normally is plenty of time. I often have sessions that go an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on the sort of things I'm talking about. But I recommend try and keep it to an hour, because then you can do more sessions. So if you can do back-to-back hour-long sessions, you could be doing, you know, 6 sessions a day. And that's great. Yeah, that's really, really, really good news. So, you know, get your pen and paper out and write down your own pricing. 6 months or a year, how many sessions do they get? How much is it per month? And what's the discount they get if they pay in full? And then when you talk about your coaching with somebody and you're saying to them, what do you get? You know, they're like, okay, so I want to do coaching with you. So what happens with the coaching? You can say to them, okay, so when we work together, we'll meet every week, 3 times a month. It's going to be about 60 minutes. And we'll talk about whatever's going on for you. And the investment is this amount per month. If you pay in full, you get a discount. And there you go. It's very, very, very straightforward. They just write you a check or send you some money, a bank transfer, or use your payment processor. And there you go. Job done. You have a client. Yeah. So that's how you figure out your pricing. Bottom line is just get started. Get started. It's better just to get started and get some paid clients, any clients, and anything to get you going, than it is to wait around for years and years and years hoping someone pays you $500,000 a minute. Yeah. So even if you think I'm worth $10,000 an hour, that's fair enough if you think you're worth that, but just get started with whatever you can so that you get experience, you get clients, and you start moving forward. And once you start getting paid for coaching and you start doing a lot of coaching, your own self-image, who you are, changes, and you start thinking of yourself as a coach, and that increases your ability to get more clients and to do better coaching. So just get started. Make it an irresistible offer. Make it easy for people to say yes. And you will see the magic happen. And you're going to see money in your bank.